11, might this then be? In other words, he was doubting the possibility of the word of the Lord, and he said, behold, thou shalt see it with your eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. I want to pray for you, wherever you're listening to me from tonight, that you'll be a partaker of the blessings, you'll be a partaker of what God is cooking and what God is going to bring out of this lockdown season in the name of Jesus. Like I did mention on Sunday, I started speaking to us on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. The world is in a crisis situation. The word crisis means a testing time. The word crisis talks about a time of intense difficulty and danger. That's a kind of scenario, that's a kind of situation the world is. We are at a critical point, a critical moment in the world today. There's no doubt about the fact that the world is challenged. There's no doubt about the fact that this COVID-19 pandemic has stretched us as a nation, has stretched us as a people, has stretched us as humanity. But I want you to know that God has not left us without a hope. God's word says in Matthew 28 verse 20, says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. The Bible says in Psalm 23 verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God did not say you will not pass through the valley of the shadow of death. God's presence is going to be with you and I, whatever we pass through. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So there's no doubt about the fact that we are going to go through things. But I want to hear me tonight. God's plan still stands sure. God has never left his own, and God will not leave you. I feel like telling somebody tonight, God will not leave you. God is with you. You may not feel him, but he's there, because he's a covenant keeper. And you see, because of this pandemic that has happened, or that is happening in the world will never be the same, because of the crisis that the world has found itself. When I say crisis, I mean crisis on all fronts. When you look at the financial realm, when you look at the economic realm, it's not like the scenario that we read in 2 Kings here, chapter 6, there was a crisis, there was famine, there was recession, all kinds of things going on. There are issues there are so many things that is being discussed right now in the world about pay cuts, about job losses, about that the downsizing, recession. Now, that's to tell you the crisis, apart from the health crisis that we have to deal with. What I'm trying to tell you is that as God's people, as a people of God, God has strategies of prospering his people. The word prosper means to excel in all that is good and desirable. Listen, if you and I can only prosper when the going is good, then, listen, the reality of the covenant that you and I carry ought to be called to question. Listen, our God is not just the God of the good times, is the God of the bad times. And I want you to know that in this season you will prosper. I feel like telling somebody watching me today, I said, in this season you will prosper. And I want you to have that mindset. Listen, if God could prosper Elisha in the time of famine that we read here, and his people, if God could prosper Elijah also in the time of famine, 1 Kings 17, if God kept his covenant with the lives of Isaac, Genesis 26, in the time of famine, God will keep his covenant with you in this season in the name of Jesus. You will not go down. You are rising and rising, and you will come into your inheritance in Jesus' name. The focus of my emphasis tonight is to begin to share with us what are the secrets of succeeding in a time of famine. What are the tools, the resources that is available to you and I in God that will help me to prosper. If we have the time, by special grace, I want to share with you about 12 secrets. 12 secrets that will help you to prosper in such a time as this. That will help you to be on the rise and not to be on the, and not to go down. Because the will of God for you is to rise. And rising, you will rise in Jesus' name. Hear me, God has a contingency plan for any crisis. There is no crisis that takes God by surprise. God told me years ago, he said, there is no recession in me or with me. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 19, my God shall supply what? All your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's why he said in Psalm 81 verse 10, open your mouth wide, I will what? Fill it. Psalm 68 verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord my God, who daily, notice that word, daily loads me with benefits. And I can tell you that the grace of God is more than sufficient, and his grace will see you through. 1 Peter 5 verse 10, cause God the God of all grace. I feel like telling somebody tonight, God's grace will keep you. God's grace will carry you. God's grace will sustain you. You will not go under. You will come up on top in Jesus' name. So, what are these strategies? What are these secrets? What are the things that will help you and I to prosper in a time of crisis? The first thing I want to mention tonight, the first thing that will help you and I to prosper in such a time as this is that we have to be mindful of what and who you listen to. I say it again. You have to be mindful of what and who you listen to. I want to ask you a question this evening. Who are you listening to? Who has your ears? You see, this is a very powerful secret of succeeding in a time of famine. This is a very powerful tool of succeeding in a time of crisis. Listen to me. Who has your ears? Who are you listening to? What are you listening to? Listen, whether you know it or not, what you hear will determine whether you succeed in a time of famine or not. Hear me. What you hear is important. Jesus said in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 24, it says, take heed to what you hear. In other words, the kind of information you get is important. He didn't just stop there. He went ahead in Luke chapter 8, verse 18. He said, take heed how. So what and how you hear is important. When you listen to the news, I'm telling you, there's nothing good about the news now. Apart from just being aware of what is happening around you, there is nothing uplifting, there is nothing encouraging when you listen to the secular news. But when you listen to the good news of the kingdom, I'm telling you, there's a lot that will lift up your soul. Who are you listening to? Listen, it will determine whether you will rise or go down. It will determine whether you will succeed or fail in a time of crisis. In the time of crisis, we have to choose who we listen to and what we listen to. That's what Jesus is saying here. Now, when you look at the story that we read in 2 Kings, you will see that one of the mistakes the king of Israel made was that he was listening to the wrong people. Let me look at this. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2, the Bible was talking about a lord, one of the aides of the king, that the king trusted in so much. He was the one who said, even if God were to open the windows of heaven, how shall this thing be? In other words, the king was listening to the wrong advice. You see, who you listen to matters. Listen, it's good to listen to news. It's good to listen to analysis. It's good to listen to the expert. But listen, they don't have the final say. They don't have the final say. Listen, the finality of the matter, the finality of the issue rests in the hands of Jehovah. I love that song. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. That's why it's not by might, it's not by power. It God says it's by my spirit. Hear me tonight. If you want to survive this famine, If you want to succeed in this time of crisis, make sure you are careful. You are paying attention to what, I mean, who you are listening to. Years ago, I read a book by Pastor, Matthew Ashimolo. I think it's The Laws of Success. One of the laws of success in that book states the law, and in the law of selection. What does it say? It says you need to choose what you hear, you need to challenge what you hear, you need to change what you hear. What you hear matters. Choose what you hear, challenge what you hear, change what. Are you hearing the right kind of information? If you are going to rise in this time of famine, in this time of crisis, there are some kind of information you must not listen to. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the report of men or the report of Jehovah? You know, when I was studying the account of Isaac in Genesis 26, you will discover from verse 1 to 2 that the Bible says he went to the king of the Philistines, Abimelech.
Now, King Abimelech, that King Abimelech advised him, because God told him, verse 2, don't go down to Egypt. In other words, because of the covenant relationship that existed between Abraham, his father, and that king, he went to meet him. I'm thinking, what will I do in this time of crisis? The king advised him, relocate to Egypt. God said, don't go there. Stay in this land. I will what? Bless you. Listen to me, child of God. Who you listen to and what you listen to in this season matters. You know, when Paul was on the high seas on his way to Italy for the defense of the gospel in Acts 27, if you read Acts 27 from verse 10 to 11, Paul warned them that I can see danger. The Bible says they ignored the counsel of Paul. Rather, the man, the centurion who was taking them to Italy, he listened to the owner and the captain of the ship, and that's where they ran into problem. Listen, if you are going to survive in a time of crisis, you need to listen to the right information. Stop listening to the wrong information. Stop listening to the wrong people. Stop listening to the wrong voices. Somebody was telling me this. He said, at times I hear voices in my head. You need to speak to those voices. You need to speak to the voice of depression. You need to speak to the voice of despair. Speak to the voice of discouragement. Every contrary voice that is speaking to you tonight, I cut it down in the name of Jesus. Because you will survive this season. You will succeed in this season of crisis in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 42 verse 5, verse 11, Psalmist says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? He now said, hope thou in God. I'm telling you, there is still hope for you in God. With all that is happening around, there is still hope for you. The plague shall not come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will keep and sustain you and all that pertains to you in the name of Jesus. But you have to be careful. You've got to be careful who you are listening to. Who has your ears? Who is informing you? Who is shaping and molding? You see, what we hear has the power to either give you faith or fear. Because the Bible says faith cometh how? By hearing. Romans 10, 17. Faith cometh how? By hearing, and hearing by the word. So what you hear determines your response. Listen, if you are going to survive this season, this COVID-19 pandemic, if you are going to live under the season that we are in, and you're going to live after COVID-19 pandemic, you must choose what you hear. You must challenge what you hear. And you may have to change anything that you're hearing that is telling you this is the end of the road. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because you will survive this season. Edna is telling you that you will never make it. You need to what? Challenge it. For people who don't know God, listen, people can talk like that, People can act like God, but you cannot say you don't know God. You belong to him. Glory be to God. You are his own. You are the apple of his eyes. And he will help you. He will cause you not to be put to shame. But you have to choose what you hear. You have to challenge anything that you are hearing that is contrary to the will and the purpose of God for you. Challenge it. Anything that you are hearing that is contrary to the will and the purpose of God, change it, because you will survive. You will succeed in this season of famine in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are watching me from, I want you to lift up your hands and say, Lord, help me to choose. Lord, help me to challenge. Lord, help me to change anything that is I'm hearing that is contrary to your purpose in the name of Jesus. I remember a very funny story years ago. Some young men, two of them came to see me on the behalf of the entire team. They were students of UI then. He was the one who narrated the story, one of the leader of the team. He said, we came to UI, we entered UI with forged documents. And they discovered in the process and they sent them packing. Now, he now said they could not go home to tell their folks. Because some of these people, their folks they struggle a lot to send them to school. So what are you going to tell your folks when you get home? They said, instead of going, and they say, you know what? We'll be hearing messages in church about standing tall and standing strong in a time of trouble. This is the time to put you to test. What they did, when they were sharing the testimony, I was so encouraged. They said, instead of going home, we will find something to do. In this crisis, we will find something to do that will bring money into our hands so that we will enroll for the same exams that we cheated for, and we will get admission before going back to tell them at home. That was the time when La Casera just came to town. They went into the La Casera business. They were part of the people selling and distributing it. To the glory of God, when those guys came to see me, they had regained admission back. It takes courage to do that kind of thing. There was crisis. There was problem. Listen, they could have ran back home. They could have probably given an excuse. But you know what they did? Because of what they have been hearing, that informed them on taking the right decision. Listen to me, my brother. Listen to me, my sister. Anywhere you are hearing from me, hearing me from tonight, I want to declare to you, be very intentional what you are hearing. Be very intentional who is informing your knowledge. Because what you hear determines whether you're going to overcome or not. I declare over you tonight that the voice of faith will sound out louder and stronger than the voice of doubt in the name of Jesus. You will succeed in this season. Say after me. Say, I will be mindful who I listen to and what I'm listening to. This is the first key to what? To succeeding in a time of famine. Key number two. What does it take if I'm going to survive in the time of crisis? How can I prosper in a time of crisis? Number two, you must be mindful of what you say. You must pay attention to what you are saying. I want to ask you a question tonight. What are you saying? What you say will determine whether you're going to succeed or fail in this time of crisis. What you say will determine whether you will be above or beneath. What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about the situation? I was telling somebody this. I said, because of this COVID-19 pandemic, there are threats that this pandemic has brought. We can't deny it. There are threats. Threats to human life, threats to job, to businesses. But beyond that, there are also opportunities. Now, you can choose on which side of the pendulum you want to belong to. How? By what you say. What are you saying? Listen, don't make the mistake of saying that this is the end of the road for you, because that's a lie. This is not the end of the road for you. Don't say sarcastic statement as, oh, where is God in all of this? God is right there, because God has never failed and he will never fail you. So what are you saying? There is power in the words of your mouth. There is power in what you say. A great man of God that I revered says, he said, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. And let me also add, an open mouth is an open destiny. If you want your destiny to come into fruition, if you want your destiny to come into manifestation, you must not use your mouth. Listen, God has given you awesome responsibility and awesome power. We use our words against us instead of using our words for us. Don't say what people are saying. That's a wrong use of your words. Don't say what people are saying. Don't say what the world is saying. Don't stop speaking about the problem. Start speaking about solutions. Stop saying, listen to this, begin to declare your desires. I was saying that there's power in the words of your mouth. If you look at Proverbs 18 verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of what? The tongue. Those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There is power in the words of your mouth. Proverbs 12 verse 6, it says, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. That's how powerful your words are. Proverbs 6 verse 2 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. In fact, the Bible also goes further in Proverbs 14 verse 3, the B part. It says, the lips of the wise will preserve them. Listen, what you say with your mouth will determine, it will either make or mar your destiny. So what are you saying? Proverbs 11 verse 9 says, an hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. You can see the power of words. Then it says in verse 11, it says, through the blessing of the upright, a city is what? Exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So we have to pay attention to what we are saying. I remember the story of the widow of Zarephath, when Elijah came to her in the time of famine, 1 Kings 17. You see, when Elijah spoke to her by giving her cake, you know what the woman said? Ah, this is the last meal that I have. I'm preparing it for me and my son. And after that, we want to die. The Bible says in 1 Kings 17, verse 12 to 13, immediately Elijah said, fear not. You can see that he attacked the negative words she said. I want to say this to you today by the word of the Lord. I declare this to you by the word of the Lord. Every contrary word, every contrary word that you have said, I come against it and I pull it down in the name of Jesus. Your words will either work for you or work against you. There's another beautiful story I remember now. 1 Samuel chapter 30, it was a crisis situation in the life of David. The enemy came, carried away their children, carried away their wives, carried away all their properties. The Bible says when David came back with his men, all of them were weeping. They wept to an extent that there was no more tears coming out of the eyes. That's serious. The Bible even says in verse 6, David was greatly distressed. He was in a state of depression. And the Bible says his men started speaking against him. His men started saying, you are the one who caused this. If we didn't follow you, this would not have happened. But the Bible says the people that he expected to encourage him, when they were not encouraging, David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what you need to do, my brother. That's what you need to do, my sister. In the midst of all that is happening, you need to encourage yourself. And how can you encourage yourself? With what you say with your mouth. There's a story about the woman with the issue of blood. Many of us know the story. Mark chapter 5, 25 to about 34. This woman was traumatized, troubled, challenged for 12 years, losing blood. She was in a crisis situation. The Bible says in verse 28, when she heard that Jesus was coming, the Bible says she said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. The literal Greek says, she kept saying, if I may touch the hem of his garment. In other words, she was saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. That's faith. Listen to me, child of God. If you want to survive and succeed in this crisis that the world is, you must use your words for you. What are you saying? What are you saying about your tomorrow? What are you saying about your destiny? What are you saying about your family? What are you saying about your business? Look at that man in 2 Kings 7. The man that the king trusted. The king's head. Verse 2. He said, even if God were to open the windows of heaven. I mean, that's an indictment on God. Even if God were to open the windows of heaven, shall this thing be? You could see that he was speaking negativity. You could see that he was speaking doubt. You could see that he was speaking death. What are you saying? Stop speaking death. Stop speaking fear. Stop speaking uncertainty. Stop speaking. Stop speaking negatively. Start speaking faith. Stop saying what you believe. Start saying what you expect. Start speaking life. Life over your family. Life over your business. Say after me, say, I speak life. I speak healing. I speak restoration. Listen, use the words of your mouth to speak positively. One way you can choose, I mean, one way you can say the right words is to speak what God has said. Take, the Bible says in Hosea 14 verse 2, take with you words and turn to God. The Bible says in Romans 4 verse 17, faith calleth. I love that. Faith calleth. Faith calleth. It calleth those things that be not as though they were. This is the time to speak victory. I'm going to come through this season. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to be, I am lifted. I am held by God. My God is making way for me. Listen, speak your expectations. Speak your heart desires. In Mark 11, 23, the Bible says, whosoever shall say to this mountain. Listen, you need to speak to the mountain that is before you. Listen to this. COVID-19 will not swallow you and overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. You will subdue, you will conquer, and you will outlive COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say better, amen. It's important to pay attention to what we have been saying. I want to ask you, what have you been saying? Don't say, how will my business survive? This is the time to begin to prophesy life to your business. This is the time, listen, you are entering into the season of the best days of your life. You are entering into the season of your manifestation. You know, somebody said to me the other day, he said, he said, with all that is happening now and the word that God gave us for the year, supernatural upgrade. I said, there is no other better time than to upgrade other than now. You know, if you don't upgrade, in fact, many people have upgraded. You can't do church the way church was done pre-COVID era. You can't do your business the way you are doing business pre-COVID era. Because this pandemic has made people to realize the power of the internet more than ever before. I can tell you, more people on the internet now than ever before. Do you know that some people are sending to the bank now more than ever before? Listen, it just depends on your perspective, and it just depends on what you are saying. One of the reasons why you should choose the words of your mouth very carefully is because of three things. Number one, what you say is what you are going to have. Never forget that. What you say is what you are going to have. He shall have whatsoever he says. That's what the Bible says. Number two, what you say is what you are going to become. Listen, you can never be greater than your confession. You are a product of your confession. You will become what you have been saying. So what have you been saying? Then number three, what you say is what will come to pass. What is going to happen is what you have been saying. The question is this, what have you been saying? That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 6, the mouth of the upright shall deal. Your mouth will make ways for you. With your mouth, you will pave way for yourself in this season of pandemic, in this crisis period, in the name of Jesus. Your mouth will not limit you. Your mouth will liberate you. Your mouth will not hold you down. Your mind will release you into your destiny. I want to challenge you today. Begin to speak what you expect. Begin to speak positivity. Begin to speak healing. Begin to speak life. Begin to speak restoration. Begin to speak progress. Begin to speak healing. Begin to speak faith. You will be amazed. I don't know about you. Listen, years ago when God revealed to me the power of words, I've been mindful of my words. Listen to this. If you don't want to have it, don't say it. If you don't want to harvest it, don't say it. Make sure you are deliberate with what you are saying. This is the time to arm yourself dangerously with scriptures. In the morning, say it. Declare it. Learn to command your morning. Learn to command your blessing. Listen, speak over your children. Speak over your business. Every other business may be going down, but your business will not go down. Your business rather will go to another level. I see a new you arising out of this pandemic in the name of Jesus. Make sure you speak life, because that's how powerful your words is. Lift up your hands, whatever you are. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to be mindful of what I am saying. Lord, help me to be mindful of what I have said. If I have said anything I'm not supposed to have said, we reverse it by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. You will live and survive and succeed in this season in the name of Jesus. I would have wanted to expatiate, but because of time. But remember that the second key, the second secret to succeeding in a time of famine is what you say. Listen, the power is in your hands. The ball is in your courts. Listen, God has not put a limitation on what you can say. He has given you a blank check. He has given you an open check. Use it. Listen to this. Your mouth is like a pen. Use it to carve out. Be like a sculptor who is trying to draw, or I'm a sculptor, something rather, of beauty. Listen to this. What you say with your mouth will deliver your destiny into your hands in the name of Jesus. The reason the man in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2, the reason that man did not partake of the breakthrough was what he said. He saw it, he never tasted it. That will not be your portion. I want to declare over you tonight, you will outlive COVID-19. You will succeed in this season. Listen, post-COVID-19 era, you will thrive. You will thrive. You will thrive. If you believe that, say a better amen. So start paying attention to what you... Listen, choose your words carefully. This is something you have to do every day. This is something you have to do consistently. I'm not talking about something you do once. I mean, it's not a one-off event. Every day I speak. Every time I have an opportunity of speaking. When the devil speaks to me, I speak back. When circumstance speaks to me, I speak back. When your checkbook is speaking to you, speak back. Your checkbook will not be barren. Your account will not be barren. You will not go under. Speak. There is power. I see a new world unfolding for you in the name of... If you believe that, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three, because of time. Probably this way I'm going to round up today. Third key that is instrumental to succeeding in a time of famine or crisis is to be mindful of where you go. Don't forget the first point. Be mindful of who or what you what? You hear the information you receive. Second one, be mindful of what you say. The third key is be mindful of where you go. I want to ask you a question tonight. Where have you been going? Because everybody goes somewhere. Everybody has a place to go to. Listen, where you go will determine whether you will succeed in this famine or not. I want to ask you a question. Where have you been going? You know, when the time of crisis comes, that's when you will see what men are made up of. I was telling somebody this. I said, when you know who a leader, who a true leader is in the time of crisis. Because a time of crisis will help us to see what you are made up of. I want to ask you a question. Who or where are you going to? At times, people run to the wrong sources when crisis comes. Listen, are you going to the right source? Are you going to the right source or wrong source? Are you going to the right place or places? When crisis comes, that's not the time to roll over and cry. No. When crisis comes, that is the time to call upon the Lord. When crisis comes, that's the time to run to Jehovah. I'm telling you, that is the right place to go. When you see David in Psalm 18, verse 3, says, I will call upon the Lord, who he is worthy to be praised. And I say, so shall I be delivered from my enemies. When crisis came, David knew where to go. Listen, where you go in the time of crisis is so important. Listen, are you going to men? Are you going to systems? Systems are already failing. Men are already failed. Is that the place you want to go now? That's not a safe place to go. That's not a guaranteed place to go. You will see one thing Elisha said in 2 Kings that we read was that the reason the king wanted his head was because he felt that Elisha should have provided a solution. But Elisha was saying, I cannot move. I can't say anything until God has said something. So Elisha was waiting on God. That was where he was. That's the place he stayed. Where are you going? If you look to men, you'll be disappointed. If you look to systems in this season, you will be disappointed because systems have already failed. If you look to your past, there's nothing to hope for. This is the time to look to him. Psalm 34, verse 6. David said, this poor man cried unto God, and the Lord answered him and delivered him out of all, not some, all of his troubles. So where have you been going to? You know, one thing that is very comforting, very reassuring, is the promises of God. When I see Psalm 50, verse 15, Psalm 50, verse 15, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. That's God making an audacious statement. Call upon me. When? In the day of trouble. This is the day of trouble. Psalm 9, verse 9. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. It says, a refuge in the times of need. Listen, we are living in the times of trouble. Psalm 37, verse 39. It says, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Listen, your salvation, your deliverance comes from where? The Lord. It says, he is their strength. That's Jehovah. He is your strength in the time of trouble. The Bible says in verse 40, he will deliver them and help them. That's where you need to look to. Stop looking to men. Stop looking to things. Listen, self-help will not even help you now. Human help has failed. It's only divine help that's reliable. If you want to succeed in this crisis, look to him. That's the right source. Stop looking to the wrong sources. Stop looking to the wrong people. Stop going to the wrong places. You can't find succor. Listen, one thing God said to me this afternoon was, he said, this is the time to shut yourself in with me. Shut yourself in with me. Close your ears to every other thing. Shut yourself in. Be intimate with me. And I'll begin to reveal to you the treasures of the dark. I'll begin to reveal to you the true riches. I'll begin to reveal to you my mind in this season. Listen, let us go to the right places. I told you in the book of Genesis 26, Isaac wanted to go to Egypt. That was the wrong place. Genesis 26 verse 2. You know, many of us have read the story of the story of Naomi and Elimelech, a husband. Very pathetic story. A whole family, father, two sons, one wife, they left Bethlehem of Judah. You can read the story, Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1 from verse 1 to 6. Listen, why did they leave? Because there was famine, there was crisis. Listen, they went to where? Moab. The man died, the sons died. Listen, Naomi went out full, she came back empty, except for Ruth, who followed her. You know, I was asking myself this question. Has it ever crossed your mind? Do you know that in the same place they left, Boaz, who was a relation of Elimelech, prospered? Because by the time they came back, Ruth chapter 2 verse 1 makes us to understand that Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. The same place some people were running away from, that's the same place somebody was what? Empowered and prospered by God. That's to tell you that where you run to matters. Stop running to the wrong places. Stop looking to the wrong sources. There is no help in any man. The Bible says, vain is the help of man. Psalm 60, verse 12 and 13. Send us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. It's a true God. We will do valiantly, because he's the one that will subdue our enemies before us. Let's stop looking to the wrong sources. Let's stop looking to the right source. Psalm 121 verse 1. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes where? To the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help. Say my help, somebody. My help cometh from what? The Lord, who makes the heavens. That's where your help comes from. That's where your victory comes from. Listen to this. You may not know how God will bring you out of this situation, but God has 1,001 ways. He will bring you out in Jesus' name. As I begin to close, I remember a story. Years ago, I traveled from Abuja by flight to Lagos for a wedding of a church member then. The cab driver who took me from the airport to the place of the wedding, we just got talking, and he was telling me, he said, if anybody says God is not alive, that person is not serious. He said, I know that God is alive. He now shared an experience. He said, I've been doing this car business for years. I took hire purchase on a car some years ago, and I took some people from the app. I didn't know they were thieves. They robbed him at gunpoint. They shot him. They took the car. He just recently bought hire purchase. He said the guys whom he bought the cars from, they came to visit him. And I said, but he said he knew that Pele is just temporary, because they will soon start saying, oh yeah, Oga, when you recover, where's your money? Where's that? Because, he has to pay back. He said, sir, I was not serious with God then. He said, but because of that crisis, I drew to God. He said he started seeking God's face. In fasting, in prayers. Do you know that miraculously those people, after he was healed and healed, they came, they said, you know something? We write off your debt. He said, he was almost saying, did I hear everyone say, we write it off. You are free. Now, that's not common. These people, if you know what, if you have been involved in higher purchase, you know that they don't joke with their money. He said, sir, that crisis drew me to God. I sought him in my moment of desperation, and he came through. God will come through for you in this season. God will deliver you. Your foot will not be taken. As you seek him, as you go to him, he is the right source. He will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. As I begin to close tonight, please be mindful of where you go. Don't go to places where your faith will be, your faith will be injured. Don't go to places and people that will injure your faith. Go to places where your faith will be empowered. Go and meet people that will encourage you. Make sure you choose your circle of influence carefully. Go to people who will inspire you. Go to people. Make sure you network with the right kind of people. Make sure you mingle with the right kind of people that have something to take you to your next level. Jehovah will send you to them in the name of Jesus. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say better amen. Why don't you lift up your hands this way? I'm going to draw the curtains tonight and begin to bless the Lord. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to tell him tonight, I'll be mindful what I hear. I'll be mindful what I say. I'll be mindful where I go to. Go ahead and begin to declare the word of the Lord concerning you. Go ahead and begin to declare the promises of God concerning your family, concerning your finance, concerning your business, concerning your children. Anji karo sebayakata, limpro bakasore bakata, limpro baninge suseriangata, lepra labaka. Choose and challenge what you hear. Make sure you are hearing the right things. Make sure you are saying the right things. Make sure you don't go to the wrong places. Go to the right source. Jehovah is the source that never runs dry. Go and mingle with the right kind of people. People that will challenge your faith. People that will provoke you. People that will inspire you. Not the people that will draw the life that is in you. You will survive this season. You will overcome this season. Limbro bakasa, jenkire bakata rabata. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're watching me from, release your faith. I want to come into agreement with you tonight. Lord, I stand in agreement with your sons and daughters all over the world. As this word of faith has gone out, let it bring healing. Let it bring revival. Let it bring breakthroughs. Let it bring restoration. Whatever has been lost, let it be restored in the name of Jesus. I prophesy this season of crisis will be a time of lifting for your people in the name of Jesus. The word of God is permanent. Your miracle is permanent. And God's church is permanent in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to bless him tonight.